that you have the lav of Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to eat it if it's halfway done. It has to be completely done. No means halfway done, even if you roasted it. But if it's only halfway done, you have that lav. Here also, Pesach Sheni also applies that lav, that you're not allowed to eat it if it's only halfway done. Now, the prote makim amayit, but gafrote is a prate, the Torah says a second time in Pesach Sheni, not to break the bone of regular lav. Which regular lav does not apply to Pesach Sheni? Le'sishchat al-chomitz dal zivchi. By Pesach Rishon, there's a lav that b'shash chitas ha-pesach, if you own chomitz, or you have chomitz that the Kohen sees, there's a new lav of le'sishchat al-chomitz dal zivchi. This lav does not apply to Pesach Sheni. That's the miyat. Only a lav of don't break the bone of the korban, which is a lav in the korban itself, that lav applies. But this lav of not to have chomets around b'shash and making the shchito does not apply to Pesach Sheni. For the Gemara, Eifachano, let's change it around. Maybe this lav does apply to Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says, Eifachano, mitzvah the gufa yodif. There's always more of a reasoning to say that the mitzvah that apply to the korban itself applies to Pesach Sheni. This is a lav that applies to the goof of the korban itself. That's how it says, I'll talk to the metal, no, you're not allowed to eat the meat if it's only halfway done. That's the lav in the goof of the meat of the korban itself. By shaking this lav, that b'shash shchit of the korban, you're not allowed to have chametz around, that does not apply to Pesach Sheni. So these are the halachas here. That's how you have this kolam and protein, that these three mitzvahs apply to Pesach Sheni, and not the other mitzvahs. That you're allowed to have chametz in your reshus, b'shash you bring Pesach Sheni, but you have to eat matzah and maror, and these mitzvahs apply. Right, horishoin toin halabakimot. Pesach Rishon, leil Pesach, when we eat the Pesach, is a mitzvah special to say halabakimot. Mashenkin Pesach Sheni, v'shas eat it. When you eat it the night of Tezvav Eir, there's no mitzvah to say halal. For the Gemara Minohan Emili, how do we know that there's no mitzvah to say halal when you're eating the Pesach Sheni? Om Rav Yechne Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yoytzadik. Om Akro, the Pesach says, Ha'ashir Yilochem Kaleil Hiskadishchak. The Shir means like saying halal should be to you like the same way the night time when you have a Kiddush of Chag. So which night time do we have like Kiddush that we say halal? Leil ha-makudish lechag toyin halal. Only the night time that has a kedushas of a yomtif, has like a chag to it, is there an inyan to say shir to say halal. So Pesach by night, that's a yomtif. Since it's a yomtif, there's an inyan to say halal, b'shash eating the korban Pesach. Leila though, shein makudish lechag. Whoever has to bring a Pesach sheni on the night of Tesvav Iyur, it's not a yomtif then. There's no din isra melochem. There's only a mazunda mitzvah, whoever was coming, a Pesach Rishon, or couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon, he has to have the Shechita Don on Yud-Dalet Iyur, and that night, the night of Tezvav, he eats it. But it's not called the Yom Tif. Therefore, since that night is not called the Yom Tif, the din is, ain't turn halal. You do not have to say halal b'shas you eat your Pesach Sheni. Shrash Yashir Yilachem, b'yayim shet tegolu min ha-golus, when you get freed from the golus. Kaleel his Kaddish Chag, Kemoy Shatim Noigim Lushara Baleel his Kaddish Chag. Vienu Choleel Chag, Lahatin Shiva Chutz Mele Psochim, Alech Lose. The only time we want to say Hallel at night, and the only time we say Hallel at night, is only Vishas reading the Korban Pesach. But the Pesach says it has to be Laila HaMekudish Lachag, the going Pesach Rishon, that has a Yomtif to it. Shein Mekudish Lachag, the going Leel Achilas Pesach Sheni, Shein a Yomtif. Whoever has to bring the Pesach Sheni, here it's Masha from Rashi, when did they eat the Pesach Sheni? At night time. They did not eat the Pesach Sheni Yud-Dal Rir. Yud-Dal Rir was only the Zman of the Shchitas Pesach Sheni. But when did they eat it? They ate it at night time first. That's the Zman Achilam. But this is the modern why the many gives people Zman is there now, they're knowing Pesach Sheni, usually they eat Matzah on Yud-Dal Rir. That's when they hold Pesach Sheni. The Chur, that was only the Zman of the Shchitas HaKorban. But the time that they ate Pesach Sheni was at night time. And Rashi says here, but going leil achilas Pesach Sheni, Sheni Yomtif. That they ate at night time, the Pesach Sheni, then it was not a Yomtif, therefore there's no mitzvah to say halal then. Vashenka, the Mishnah says, there is their tune in halal v'yasiyosim. But v'shas you bring the Pesach Sheni, v'shas the Shechita, even on Yud-Dal Bir, there was a mitzvah to say halal. For the Gemara, my timer, why is there a mitzvah to say halal on Pesach Sheni? Iboy is saying, one reason I'll tell you, lailo komamayit. Before we only had a pasuk to exclude the night of Pesach Sheni, or the yom loikam amayit. We don't have any pasuk to exclude the yom. Therefore, the yom is a svara, just like the Pesach Rishon. B'shas you bring in your Pesach, you have to say hello. Who then the Pesach Sheni also, whoever brings it has to say hello. The boy is saying another svara is that the Gemara says Mara later says, Efshe Yisrael Shechten as Pesachim. Could it be that Klai Yisrael is doing such a choshev a mitzvah like Pesach, and they're not going to say hello? And who within the Gemara says, this is not the Gemara to us, the Sama says, who within the Noitan as Lulzehim, Vienoimim, hello? When Klai Yisrael on Sukkis is holding the lulav and doing the mitzvah, is it possible they won't say hello? In other words, there's so much besimcha now, b'shachta, doing the mitzvahs, that avad it's a svara, you have to say hello. So that's the svara Pesach Rishon. You have to say hello, b'shachta, you bring in the korban, because you're only simcha, you bring in the korban. So that svara applies to Pesach Sheni also. Whoever did not bring the Pesach Rishon, and now is bringing the Pesach Sheni, b'shachta, bring in the korban, the mole simcha, they have to say hello. That's the Efshem. The chibun, the dvar mitzvah, say in hello. Since they're doing a divine mitzvah, they have to say hello. And notice the Levitical Rashi, Agrora Nasa, this is just time brought down. The Bryce, the Hochi, the Perak Basa, the Bryce brings it down later, the Gemara brings it down here also. But Lulav is not negated to us. What's negated to us is the Shas, the Shchita, the Korban Pesach, even Pesach Sheni, that the Sroi should have to say hello. For the Echol and Sli, our Mishnah says what? Even Pesach Sheni, you have the mitzvah, but after it is roasted. And then the Mishnah says that Pesach Sheni is also Deiche Shabbos. For Deiche is a Shabbos. Whoever did not bring a Pesach Rishon and asked to bring a Pesach Sheni, if Pesach Sheni Yud Dalet Ir comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to make the Shechitas Pesach on Shabbos. So Gemara makes a diyuk: Shabbos in Tumaloi. Mashma Pesach Sheni is only Deiche Shabbos. What about if again it comes out on Pesach Sheni, rove people are tummy? Are they allowed to bring even Pesach Sheni but Tum or not? Mashma that no, that you don't have, it's not Deiche Tumma. So Gemara says, Masnitsin the Loik Reb Yudah. Our Mishnah then does not come out according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya we learned, Doich es a Shabbos, that Pesach Sheni is even Doich es Shabbos. If Yud Dalet Iyar comes out on Shabbos, you allow a Shech to come Pesach. The Ein Doich es a Tumah. That's like our Mishnah. But if Rov Tzibur is Tomei, and you have no Kahanim that are Tor, you're not allowed to bring Pesach Sheni B'Tumah. There's no Din Dichah to bring Pesach Sheni B'Tumah. We have Yehuda right there, Av Doich es a Tumah. He also knows, if rove people are tomei, or all the kanam are tomei b'shas yudalat ir, you're allowed to bring the korban pesach sheni b'tumah. The Gemara explains now my time on the Tanakama. What's the pshat like in our Mishnah and the Tanakama here? So the Gemara says mefnei tumah d'chiyosa. Why is the reason why you bring the pesach sheni? Because they were tomei b'shas pesach rishon. So you push them more from pesach rishon to pesach sheni. Why? Because they couldn't bring the b'tumah. Is Yachsav B'tumah, that's a Svara. Now you should bring him a B'tumah. If the Torah wanted you to bring him a B'tumah, you should have brought him ready Pesach Rishon. Elamai, the Torah didn't want you to bring him a B'tumah. So once you pushed off, there wasn't the Rov Tzibur for Pesach Rishon, that means now this Korban has to only be brought to Torah. So since now you're telling me you can't bring it today, you pushed off the Pesach Sheni, that's a Svara that when you bring him a Pesach Sheni, you also have to be Torah. You can't tell me you can be Tomei them, because what was the whole reason we pushed you off for? We pushed you off because we want you to do it for Tyro. So even if Rov Tzibur is Tomei, B'shas Pesach Sheni, nothing doing, you can't bring him a Tumah. You just done, you can't bring the Korban then. Kafalon, you can't do anything. Trashi Yachsa, B'yachsa, B'tumah, B'tzimina, B'kasha, Elamutav Yitzel Lagamri, as more of a sword to say that, since you are Tomei Pesach Rishon, and you're Tomei Pesach Sheni, that's it, you can't bring the Korban at all. That's the Tanakama Svara. We have Yehuda, Yehuda says no. Ha Torah Chozra Olav Lasoise B'Tayra. Aval the Metchil Torah wants you to bring a Pesach Sheni B'Tayra. You were told me Pesach Rishon, you couldn't do it then. Good, wait to Pesach Sheni, bring it now. What about Loi Zocha? It comes Pesach Sheni again, you're Tomei. And Rove of you are Tomei. Or all the Kanam are Tomei. He asked the B'Tumah, he all does nothing, your story. Why not? The Torah says a Korban Pesach could be brought B'Tumah. If Rove Tziba, Rove Kanam are Tomei, you're allowed to bring your B'Tumah. So Pesach Rishon, Rove people with Torah. So you couldn't bring it then. But now you have rogue people that are Tumeya, so what? Bring a Pesach Sheni, even B'tumah. Tana Rabbanan. Pesach Rishon Doiches HaShabbos, Pesach Sheni Doiches HaShabbos. That everybody holds, like our Mishnah. Even Pesach Sheni also could be brought on Shabbos. Pesach Rishon Doiches HaTumah, Pesach Sheni Doiches HaTumah. It is like a Yehuda, that holds not like our Mishnah, that Pesach Sheni could also be brought B'tumah. What about Pesach Rishon Toin Lina? There's a new mitzvah, when you bring Pesach Rishon, you come there at night and eat the korban, you're not allowed to leave Yerushalayim that night. You have to sleep over in Yerushalayim that night. That's called Toyin Lina. You have to stay in Yerushalayim. So Drashi Toyin Lina, Leil HaRishon, Yolim B'Yerushalayim. You have to sleep the first night of Pesach in Yerushalayim. Mikan V'Elach, after the first night, You're allowed to go and sleep outside the chaimer. As long as you're inside the tchum of Yerushalayim. Behind the loyal lecha to your oil. That means loyal to your tent. Shachutz to chaimer outside Yerushalayim. For loyal base to mamish. Not mamish to go home. To a yomtifu. It's on yomtif. There's the first night you have to sleep in Yerushalayim. But after the first night by daytime, you're allowed to already leave Yerushalayim. But it's yomtif. You can't go home mamish. That's chutz to tchum. So you're only allowed to walk outside the tchum. The yoid the kaboy yilasu yoilas riyah. You have to bring a korban oil. So what are you going home for? It just means there's a special mitzvah, though, that you have to sleep in Yerushalayim the first night. The other night, you could go sleep someplace out and come back again into the Beis HaMikdash. Pesach Sheni Toin Lina. Pesach Sheni is also Toin Lina. The night of Yudalid Iyur, the Leil Tezvov, the Tezvov, you have to sleep in Yerushalayim. Now, the Gemara says like this. This price holds. That you say Pesach Sheni, it could even be brought to Tumah. Keman, who do you go like Rabbi Yehuda? You know, like the Yehuda Shita we had before that says, that Svara, Pesach Sheni also had the same halach like Pesach Rishon. If Rosh Sivri is Tameh, it could be brought to Tumah. For the Gemara, the question is, well, Yehuda though, Toyin Lina, so you want to say this price that goes across Rabbi Yehuda, and this price that says now that even Pesach Sheni is Toyin Lina, you have to sleep over in your shlang the first night. Is that true? Well, Tanya, we learned. We have Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda himself says, Minayin le Pesach Sheni, She'ein Toyin Lina. How do I know that when you bring, whoever has to bring a Pesach Sheni, there's no chiyah to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim? Bring your korban, eat the meat in Yerushalayim, and then go home? There's no chiyah to stay there. Shenema the Pesach says, Ufanisa ba'boikev yolachta liyolecha. Now what, this is the din, that you bring a korban Pesach, first in the morning you could go liyolecha, but not at night time. That first night you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. First, when you get up in the morning, then you'll go to your tent, which is outside Yerushalayim, even though it's Yom Tov, you can't go chutz l'tchum, so not to your house, but just go to your lecha. You could go to the tent that's outside Yerushalayim. The pasuk says right away, right away, the Torah says, for 6 days you have to eat matzah. 6 more days. So what do we dash from here? That hanecha l'shisha, Pesach Rishon that has this mitzvah, to eat matzah for another 6 days, Toyin Lina. Then there's a mitzvah, the first night of Leil Pesach, you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. Avishay Necha L'Shisha, Vashay Pesach Sheni, that has no dinner 6 days, there's a mitzvah essay, to eat matzah, only that night, the night of Leil, Tezvov, of Iyar, there's a mitzvah, to eat matzah Mara. But that's it. You're allowed to eat chametz right away. The next day, there's no more mitzvah matzah anymore. Is ain't Toyin Lina, you don't have to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim. So, of course, the theory with this Bryce, if you tell me this Bryce holds like Rabbi Yehuda, now that's why Pesach Sheni is Lecha Tumah. So, why does the Bryce say, Pesach Sheni, you have to sleep over by night? Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't have to sleep over at night by Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara Chanan betrayed Tanoim, believe it, Rabbi Yehuda. But they attack us, the Machlokes Tanoim, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Is this time holds the Taka true, this time it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and he holds that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold this Drosha. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know, even Pesach Sheni also, there's a mitzvah to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim, even by Pesach Sheni. Mishnah Baita. Ha-Pesach Shebo Betumah. A Pesach, let's say even Pesach Rishon, that came Betumah. Rov Tzibu was Tomei. You're allowed to bring Pesach Rishon Betumah. Is lo yoichle imenu zovin v'zovois, nidus v'yodus. Who's allowed to eat it? Only a Tomei Mace. A Tomei Mace, the Torah says, you have a right to bring the korban. But somebody has Tumas Zavon and Mazovois and Nidois, they don't have a right to bring the Pesach, and they don't have a right to eat the Pesach either. They're not allowed to bring a Pesach, even Pesach Rishon. The Nidus Vyodis. The Yim Ochlan, what about the Eva, they went and ate from a current Pesach, even though their Tomei is Pturimi Chorus. You should know they're Potter from Chorus. Even though they have no Chiv to bring the korban, and the Churin Amal, a Tomadik, a person that eats Kochim, has the Chiv Chorus, here there's no Chiv Chorus. We'll soon see why. We have Lezer Poiter Af Abias Migdish. Lezer is a bigger Kiddush. On Pesach Rishon, Rov Tzibur was Tomei. So the locher is, they're allowed to bring the korban, the Tumah, but the korban's allowed to be brought. But Avad, the Tomei Dika person, is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. There's no hetter for you to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Have a Torah Dika person go in and have the korban brought for you. What about if the Tomei Dika person did go into the Beis HaMikdash? You have Lezer Hol, he's Potter from Chorus. There's no Chi of Chorus now for Tomei went in. Shrashi, Vayechi Menel Zovin, the Gabe Tomei Lenefes Tziv Ish Ish Nitche, V'ein Tziv Benidochin. Only if you have a Tomei Mace, so we say, if Rob Sibris Tomei, you're allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon, and you're even allowed to eat the meat at night. Av Gabe Zivon, Av Tziv Benidochin. But if Rob Sibra only had Tomei Zivon Zovin, then they're not Doicha, and then they can't bring Pesach Rishon, you have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Zavim and Zavas and Nidus Yoledes don't have a Hefter to bring a Pesach Matumah. The Yimachlu, well, let's say they went and did bring the Korban, and they ate somebody's Korban, or they ate somebody's Korban, it's Pturim Korvus. The Yoichel Kotchim Matumah Kalyalav Abraisa B'Gemara, Abu Mibiyas Midus Lepatrinu Rachmona. So Tanakam holds they're only potty if they eat the meat. But if they go into the Beis Hamikdash, then there's the Chi of Korus. Reb Lazar says no. These people, when they brought the Korban Pesach Batumah, even though they don't have a right to bring it, if they went into the Beis Hamikdash, still the potter. Shrashi Afmi Korus, the Beis Hamikdash with Hamli Al Gemara. The Gemara will explain what the Machlokes is. Verse says, Tana Rabbonim, Zovin the Zovois, Nidois for Yodois, Shochlo the Pesach Shabba Batumah. What's the law of Pesach Rishon? Rove people were Tomei Mason. They touched the mace. Therefore, the din is they're allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon and they're allowed to eat the korban also. Ma'ashenkin, a person has a Tumah Zov, or a Zovum, or an Isha Sanido Yoledes, she's not allowed to eat from the korban. What's going to be? Yochri Echayovim, I would think now if they eat the korban, they should have a Chiv Karus, because they're a Tomedic person and they're in Kutchen, they have no Hetter to. Talmud Lerma, the Postak says no. Kol Tor Yoicha Bosar. Every, who's allowed to eat kachim? Only a person that's tor. Then the pasuk says, "V'yanefesh asher toichal boser mizevach hashlomim asher l'Hashem v'tumasa yolov." Somebody that goes and eats kachim when he's tomei v'nichrusa. The Torah says yechayev korus. So we dashin nechal l'tohirim. If there's a mitzvah only that a tordik a person should eat this kachim, then we say chayovim olam mishum tomei. Then if a tomedik a person goes and eats it, he's chayev korus. Ma'ashenkin here by this Pesach that comes with Tumah. The Shena Nechlo Turim. But this Pesach now, since Roiv Tzib was to Meyam Esim, so not only Turim eat it, Shena Nechlo Turim, it's not only eaten for Turim, nor even to Meyam Tzik a person are allowed to eat this Korban. Is Meyla Ein to Meyam Chayav Molo Mishum Tomei. Then we say the end chorus, to say where a Tomei Tzik a person eats Kachim, does not apply to such a Korban. Hey, the Chi of Chorus only applies if no Tomei Tzik a person is allowed to eat the Kachim. Only a person that's Torah. Then we say, whoever is Tomei, if you're Tomei, you eat the Korban, you chayev Korus. But here, this Pesach, since Rov Tzibur is Tomei, the people that were Tomei Mesim have a right to eat this Korban, so even though the other people, the Zovim and the Zovas and Nidus, don't have a right to do it, but if they do it, there's no chayev Korus. We have Elezer right there. Elezer says, Yochel, I would think, what about Dochku Zovim and Nichnus Liazora? What's going to happen if the Zovim pushed himself through and come to the Beis Hamikdash? The Pesach Abba B'tumah. On an Erev Pesach, that Rov Tzibur was Tomei. So you have the Tomei and Mesim there in the Beis Hamikdash right now. Yochel, I would think, Yecha Yovim, maybe these Zovim and Zovis, or Nidois, that they don't have a right to come in. Maybe if they do come in, there'll be a Chiv Karis, because usually if a Tomei think a person comes into the Beis Hamikdash, there's a Chiv Karis. Talmud Leimer of Lezer Dashim, the Pesach like this. Talmud Leimer, the Pesach says, Vayishalchu min ha-machna. There's a mitzvah says that you have to throw them out of the machna. Kol tzeru, whoever has a mitzvah, tumas mitzvah on him. V'chol zav, whoever's a zav. V'chol tomu the nefesh. Whoever touched the nefesh, all these three have to be at least thrown out of machna shchina. They're not allowed to come into the Beis Hamikdash. So I dash like this. Tizman shet tmeyim meisim mishtalchim. At the time when a tomei meis, somebody touched the meis, is not allowed to be in the Beis Hamikdash. That's normal times. Then I say there's the same Chiyav Koris applies to Zovim u'mitzoroyim mishtalchim. Who are then that a person that has a Tumah Zav or a Mitzoroy also has this Isra Esrei not to be in the Beis Hamikdash and the Chiyav Koris for that. But what about now in Erev Pesach that the Tzibur is Tomei, Tomei Mesim? Of Ein Tomei Mesim mishtalchim, now that the Tzibur is Tomei Mesim, they're allowed to bring the Korban B'tumah. They are allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash, so you don't have the mitzvah to send these Tomei Mesim outside. I'll tell you, the other lab does not apply either. Ein zovin u'mitzoroyim mishtalchim. Who are then there's no chiyav koris if a mitzoro or a zav comes into the Beis Hamikdash. That's the way of Lezer Darshins. As the Pesach says them all three together. When do we have the chiyav koris? If someone comes into the Beis Hamikdash, there's man that you have to send away even a Tzmei Meis also. But now in Erev Pesach that the Tzmei Meisim have a heter to come into the Beis Hamikdash, even though the zovim and the nidus don't have a heter to come in, but if they do, there's no chiyav koris. Where Reb Yosef? Dochku Tumeyim Mesim v'nichnasu l'heichel. What about if the Tumeyim Mesim, not only they go into the Azor, into the Beis Hamikdash, they go into the Kutchim though. They go further in, and that is no heter for. They don't have to go into the Heichel. They want to come in to bring their korban, it's enough to do it in the Azor. But they pushed himself now through, even into the Heichel, into the Kutchim. The Pesach Abba B'tumah. On an Erev Pesach, that Rov Tzibur was Tamei, so the Tamei Mason had to come into the Beis Hamikdash, into the Azorah, but not further. They had no right to push themselves through the Heichel. Mahu, what's the Locha now when they did go into the Heichel, is there a Chiyuv Karos for them or not? Do we say, Midishtori Tumas Azorah, Ishtori Namis Tumas Heichel, since they have the right to go into the Azorah, so once the Torah let these Tamei Mason come into the Beis Hamikdash, do you have a right to go into the Heichel also? Or Dilma, maybe no? My story is story. Whatever the Torah said they're allowed to, they have to come in like Tumis the Chuya. They have a right to come into the Beis Hamikdash to bring the Korban Pesach. Where do they bring the Korban Pesach? In the Azorah. That's what the Torah said is Mutter. Of the Maid and Loya story, to go into the Heichel, into the Kodshim, Kodesh HaKodoshim, there's no right, there's no reason for them. The Torah never gave them a right to do it. Loya story? Maybe Takrit Sasa, that's the Gemara Shiloh. Would they get a Chiyuv Karos if the Tamei Mason went into the Heichel or not? Omar Rabbi says, Omar Kwa, the Pesach says, Vayishalchu min ha-machane, you have to throw them out of the machane. So he's medayek afilu mixas machane. Yes, there's a lav even on the mixas machane, even if it means only to throw them out of the Heichel. In other words, out of the Azorah we can't throw them because they have a right to bring the Korban Pesach, even though they're Tumei Mason. Rov Tzibur's Tumei Mason, you have a right to come into the Azorah, but that's all. In the Heichel you have no right. And the Pesach is mashma, even from a mixas, we have to throw them out. Even applies to mixas, even to the Heichel alone. Eke the army, some say no, just the opposite. Omar Rav, Omar Kro, the Pesach says, Vayishalchu min ha-machne, el michus la-machne, the Pesach tishalchum. The Pesach says, you have to throw them outside. We dash like this, Kol Heichel de karinim vei el michus la-machne tishalchum. Whenever we say the law, the mitzvah is, throw them out of the whole Azoron, the whole Beis Hamikdash, karinim vei v'yishalchum min ha-machne. Then we even read, there's a mitzvah says that you throw them out, even a part of the machane, even a part of the Heichel alone. Ma'ashenken here by Korban Pesach, which brought Petumah. There's no mitzvah to throw them out of the Chuspa machane. You don't have to throw them out of the Azorah. Do you have a right to come in and bring the Korban in the Azorah? Who are then, there's no Isra to throw them out of the Heichel. If they go into the Heichel, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they will not have the Chiyuv Karos. Because again, these two lavim, Matoli Zebezeh. You only have the Chiyuv Karos, B'shas, they have to throw you out of the whole Beis Hamikdash. But if you have a heter to come into the Beis Hamikdash, even though the heter is only into the Azorah, if you go further into the Heichel, you don't have the Tziyav Karas. Boy, Rav Yosef, Zochku Tumeya Mesim V'ochlu Emurei Pesach Habo V'tumah Mahu. Hey, see, Tumeya Mesim, good, an Erev Pesach now, Rov